Hello, my name is Spence Robertson, host of An Advent Observed, speaking to you from the Blue Ridge Mountains in Boone, North Carolina. This week, we continue in hearing from seven devotional speakers as they share their faith perspective on the theme of peace. Today, we hear from Scott Evans.
Hello, welcome to the December 22nd podcast. My name is Scott Evans, and I'm here in week four discussing peace with you. When I think about the word peace, I tend to think of it as just being a state without war, that we are at peace. But when you look at the Hebrew word shalom, it not only encompasses this type of peace, definitions also include harmony and wholeness, completeness, prosperity, welfare, and tranquility. As I was planning what I might say for this podcast, I was really drawn to that word tranquility. Obtaining tranquility, or in other words, being free from or unaffected by disturbing emotion, maintaining an unagitated state, or being serene and placid. Being able to find a time to be tranquil can be very hard in today's world. I'm sure, like most of you, that your place of work seldom is tranquil. I teach at Watauga High School, and I can tell you that tranquility does not walk the halls there very often. So we all do our jobs, and we come home from work, and we have chores, cleaning, cooking, maintenance inside and outside. It can really be hard to find peace in our lives. And for me, I often purposefully have to set aside time to obtain a few moments of peace or tranquility. If I have a lot of time available, I can find a lot of peace from my favorite activities. I love to be standing out in the river with my fishing rod, nothing around me but the sound of water and nature. I love to get in kayaks or inner tubes and go down the river with my family. Family game night is a great time to find peace. Even though we can be a little competitive at our household, we do enjoy our time together. I really enjoy when my wife and I have time to go out and walk a trail. We get so much enjoyment trying to identify birds, insects, and all the beautiful plants that we have in our area. However, all these peaceful activities take a considerable amount of time and planning to pull it off. As I said, life is often a hectic ordeal. So how do you find time to bring peace into your life on a time budget? I have two great sources of peace in my life when I'm trying to fit it in amongst all the busyness that's going on. One of these sources of peace for me is music. I listen to a lot of different music, but not always in a quest for peace. Some music gives me joy, other gives me energy. Sometimes music can even make me nervous, depending on what I'm listening to. Listening to music has always been part of my life. From the records I had as a child, the Columbia House tapes I ordered. Do you remember? You could get 8 of them for a penny. To the CDs I bought, and now most of the music that I have is stored or streamed electronically. I studied biology and chemistry as an undergrad at the University of Tennessee at Martin. However, one of my favorite courses while there was music appreciation. It's one that really stuck with me over the years. I was introduced to a lot of music that I never would have listened to otherwise in that class, and one of my favorites from that time is a classical piece called The Maldo by Bedrich Smetana. I don't know if you've heard this song before, but it is a symphonic poem about the longest river in the Czech Republic. The river runs along the Bohemian Forest and north across Bohemia, then it goes through Prague before reaching the North Sea. It's commonly referred to as the Czech National River. Now, this song is about 15 minutes in length and has 8 distinct sections. When you first start off with the Maldo, you're in a mountain springs and a dark Bohemian rhapsody, and the music is simple as we see these two streams coming together. The second section is when the theme of the Maldo first appears, so you'll hear a lot of strings there. And then there's the hunter's theme as we go past someone who's hunting in the forest. We then go past a peasant wedding where we can hear kind of a polka sound with the wedding theme. And then the river journey goes through a moonlight section through a broad, calm river valley. And then finally, the majestic Moldau as the river comes together. And then there is a little bit of a section with the rapids, and this part of the song is a little bit powerful, maybe a little bit unruly, but the river is now rushing towards Prague. And then the last section is as the river goes through Prague and becomes mature, the river fades off into the distance and eventually to the North Sea. It's a beautiful piece, and I hope you can find some time to listen to that. The second source I have for peace in my life is prayer. I like to start my prayers in the morning as I shower and plan out my day. At other times during the day, I'll find the need to center myself, you know, in the chaotic environment of working in a high school, and praying the Lord's Prayer, something I can do quickly and help me find a little bit of peace to take with me through the day. Sometimes I worry about praying and what to pray for, but praying the way that Jesus taught us is a really nice and quick way to take that break or mini vacation from the day. So my sources of quick peace are prayer and music. And when I really need to find peace, I'll put on a version of my favorite song, Be Thou My Vision. This is my favorite hymn, and it allows me to combine prayer with music. I think I've listened to every version of this song that's found on my music service. There are over 30 different recordings of this. But the song reads like a prayer. My favorite stanza of the hymn is, Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. So there are lots of good versions of this song. One that I hope that you might find and listen to and find a little bit of peace and tranquility is a version of this by the group For Him. We're going to try to link it at the bottom of this podcast. Peace be with you all, and have a great rest of the season of Advent.
You have been listening to An Advent Observed. Tune in tomorrow as we continue on the theme of peace. Until then, God be with you.